watching us right now, you need a miracle in your life. And you know, I love this about the Bible. It's a miracle book. This is your miracle book. And I can tell you, every day, I believe God has miracles with your name on it. And as you read the book and the book reads you, you see how wonderful Jesus is to perform in your life. And today, you wouldn't want to miss today, because I'm telling you, it is really a miracle day on this program. But before Sarah introduces our guest, I just feel led that there are 40 people in Miami that God is speaking to you right now to be partners to Marilyn Hickey Ministries. Yes, He's talking to you and you're listening and you're calling in and you're saying, hey, I'm going to be a partner. I'm going to be blessed with the Word, the power of the Holy Spirit, and I'll have a passion for nations. I so want to welcome all of my new partners and old partners in Miami. Now, Sarah, I know you're really excited about this program.
You betcha.
So please introduce.
And you know, Great. Mom, I know people are watching that have all kinds of needs, yes, whether it's financial needs, healing needs, relationship needs, emotional needs. We want to encourage you, please feel free to call, get on our website, leave a prayer request. We know that God answers prayer, and God wants to participate in those places of need and bring transformation and redemption as well. And we're excited today to have Greg Moore with us. Thank you so much for coming.
I'm glad to be
here. Looking forward to having you.
Praise God.
I got to meet you when I came down to minister at Karis Bible College.
Yeah.
Oh, and had so much fun there.
Yeah, it was awesome. In fact, Sarah, you and your mom are two of our favorite students' favorite teachers.
Yep. And I said, you know, look, you need a substitute teacher. I will be there.
And
like
you,
white
and
on
you
rice.
Have been, too.
Oh, no, I love it. Yeah, I totally love it. I'm wired up for
it's
it.
It's awesome.
But Greg, not everybody in our audience is familiar, kind of some of your background, who you are. So give us a quick thumbnail, a little biography. Who are you?
Yeah, I'm the Dean of Education at Karis Bible College now. But I was raised up in a basically a background that was didn't know the Lord. You know, had no knowledge of the Lord, and he brought me into the Word of God through watching a television program like this. And it was actually Pat Robertson's program, and my wife and I both got saved and filled with the Spirit. And then we were in business at that time, but then later went into ministry. And so we feel like in fact, we watched you, Marilyn, so many years, and I've received so much from your ministry. I still remember your CD series on all the different ways that you manifest the gifts, you know,
the motivational gifts,
yeah. And the illustration you used about the water poured on the ground, and then also on keys to not fainting, and you helped me not to faint. In 1977, I had a big growth come in my neck. And at that time, we knew Jesus and we knew He would heal, but we didn't know that He would heal every time. The doctor, when he examined me, let out a four-letter expletive, which wasn't good news. And they removed the growth from my neck, and they said, we got the mom, but we need to go get the pup. And so they said it was thyroid cancer. They needed to remove my thyroid. They didn't know if they could save my voice box. So we began to seek the Lord, get into the Word, and God spoke to me. He said, there are three men I want you to go have pray for you. The cancer will die, the devil will leave, and you'll be healed. And I did that, and then we went to do the tests that were to help the doctor better operate. Long story short, they could find no cancer in my body. And so we were praising God. In fact, the doctor, I went back to the surgeon. I said, I don't have to operate now. He said, no, we just need to take your thyroid out just to be safe. I said, no, that's like taking my heart out to see if it's beating. And so we were rejoicing. I said, you know what? I'm going to learn the Word of God, and I'm going to preach from the housetops, because my life doesn't belong to myself. A year later, my son Michael was afflicted with some type of arthritic muscular condition. All of his joints would swell up twice their size, his knees, his ankles, his elbows. And he was in horrific pain. He was just 15 months old. He couldn't crawl. He couldn't walk. And we began to seek the Lord. Well, the thing that we did, we went back to those three men to pray for him because, you know, the Lord had told me that a year before. And you know what happened? Nothing. Mm. And this time the Lord said, I want you to immerse yourself in my word. And we wrote down 70 scriptures on healing, on the authority of the believer, on the integrity of God's word. We wrote those down and we spoke them over Michael several times a day. After 3 months, after 2.5 months, one of those verses, Psalm 119, 89, 90, leapt off of the page into our hearts. And then a few days later, Michael crawled for the first time. Then he walked and then he was totally healed. And so from that, it became a passion of mine to see people well, but to realize that there's not just one method that the Lord uses to heal. He always heals, but he doesn't use the same method. And so that's my book here on Your Healing Door. That's what the purpose of this book and the motive of and the genesis of the book was that the Lord heals every time. But he doesn't always use the same method. He wants us to keep our ear attuned to him and focused on him and listen to him. He always has healing, but doesn't want us to depend on a method. And so I've got 12 chapters in here that help people with illustrations of people that I know, either myself or people that we know that were in our church that received healing. We've got a chapter in here on it's your move. You are loved, examine your heart, see yourself well. One of my favorites is dealing with counterattacks and on and on. So this book would be a blessing and it's a great resource. You can't read this and meditate on it and get in the Word and not be healed.
And you're watching and you may be really needing healing. And you know, Jesus heals us on the inside too. He heals a broken heart. He can heal a broken head. Right? A broken mind. He can deliver you from addictions. I love this book. It's so small, so pungent, so easy, and so powerful. Now, I want to encourage you. Maybe you need healing in a special way. Call us. And of course, we have people who pray for you and pray in faith. But these are good things. I'm always feeding my faith because I don't want to feed my doubts. This is a faith book that you can feed your faith with. Look, it's so small, it's so pungent, it's so powerful. So I wouldn't get one or two, I'd get four or five. Do you know any sick people? You know, get one for yourself, but pass it on. I think this is so important for you. So get into this book right away. Don't you agree?
I do. And as we're sitting here listening, you know, I just feel like the Holy Spirit dropped a verse in my heart. And there's an individual you're watching right now, and you're really in a battle. And you've had an attack on you, and you're kind of at your wit's end. And the verse I have for you is Psalm 76, verse 3. And it says this, "Then he broke the flaming arrows, the shield and the sword and the weapons of war." And God wants to encourage you that no weapon formed against you can prosper. And God is breaking that stuff that seems to be so strongly attacking you and arrows and stuff that just comes flying at you and flaming darts of the enemy. God wants you to know that God is breaking that stuff and it's not going to continue and perpetuate and it's not going to destroy you. God, whatever God breaks, God also redeems. And what God, the devil meant for a curse, God will turn into a blessing in your life. So we'd love to pray for you. If you feel like there's a demonic attack on you, pick up the phone, get on the website. We want to pray for you that God would just absolutely break that off of you. And it's Psalms 76, verse 3. You know, Greg, I think that when we talk about healing, it can be kind of a tricky subject for people, right? Because it's hard.
Well, you know, a lot of people look at healing, Sarah, as like it's kind of mysterious. Like it's, you know, maybe God will heal and maybe he won't. And am I doing everything right? But, you know, the Lord's not that way. And healing's very simple.
When you say simple, sometimes people struggle with it because they try and analyze it.
Yeah.
Right. And try and evaluate it. And like you said, the method thing, right?
Right.
So help us get out of some of that mindset.
Well, first of all, we need to know that we are. If you're born again, those of you listening today, if you know Jesus, then healing is a children's bread. It belongs to you. And not just that, but the fact that you need to recognize that you have a personal relationship with your Father. And there's no one out there watching. I've got four children. I've got 11 grandchildren. We're really blessed. And there's not one day would ever be my will for one of them to be sick. It's not the will of God. And we've got to get that settled in our hearts that, first of all, healing belongs to me. I'm a child of God, and the Father loves me, and He cares for me, and He's not holding out on me. Some of you have been going through a long battle of sickness and disease. Well, I want you to know today's your day. The woman with the issue of blood, she could have been healed 12 years before. The difference was she heard, and when she heard, she came, and when she came, she touched, and when she touched, she felt. And she was better. And I'm just speaking that over someone today. You've been in that way a long time. You're hearing and you're receiving today. And today is your day because the Father loves you and He's got healing, deliverance for you today.
I tell you, this is wonderful because this is really your miracle day. You say, well, Marilyn, you like to say that a lot. I do, because it's the Bible. But call us. Because so many times you may say, well, I've been prayed for and I'm not healed. But this is a real good book to show you that Jesus has so many ways to heal you. And they're all scriptural ways. So this is important for you. And in this next half of this program, you're going to get your miracle. You're going to get a manifestation.
Are you or someone you love suffering with a chronic illness or terminal disease? Hope and encouragement await you within the pages of Your Healing Door. For your gift of $30 or more, we will send you the book, Your Healing Door, by Greg Moore. Greg understands the headache and suffering of sickness, and through this book, he shares the 12 keys he discovered that brought him healing from cancer and delivered his son from a severe debilitating condition. We'll also send you Marilyn's booklet, God's Benefit, Healing. God has provided health and healing for the body of Christ, but it must be received by faith. Marilyn's unique presentation of God's Word concerning healing will raise your level of faith and your Christian walk. And to further your walk in faith and healing, we'll send you Marilyn and Sarah's teaching CD, Confessions of Health and Healing, and our Healing Scripture Card. Start your day confessing God's healing promises with Marilyn and Sarah. Scripture by scripture, speak God's Word of healing and health over your life. Get this life-changing resource today.
If you have a passion to reach the lost and are ready to release the anointing of God into your life, then join us today by becoming a partner. When you become a $30 a month partner with Marilyn and Sarah, we'll send you our welcome gift package, which includes the Jehovah Rapha oil vial with oil prayed over by Marilyn and Sarah, our exclusive partner CD set featuring 12 never-before-released teachings, the Majesty coffee table book, and more. Call or click today and help Marilyn and Sarah cover the earth with the Word.
Most important thing you can do in your life is have a personal, deep connection, relationship with Jesus. You know, many of us, we've asked Jesus to come into our hearts in the past. Maybe you kind of need to make a reboot, a start over. Some of you have never asked Jesus to come into your heart, come into your life. And this is the most important decision that you can make in your life. Please get on the phone. Give us the privilege and opportunity to pray with you for Jesus to come into your life. You know, Greg, I'm interested to know, we talk about the doctor's reports.
Right.
And sometimes we get those things, and that kind of can be, whoa, that can get some people really amped up into the, like, really, really uptight, right?
Yeah,
so
exactly.
What do you do with that stuff?
Well, you know, most of the time, Sarah and Marilyn, as you know, people have a lot of confidence in their doctor. And thank God for doctors. The doctors operate in functional authority. They went to school to learn about medicine and learn about, you know, illnesses and diseases and what medicines are available for that. So they have functional authority, but functional authority doesn't trump delegated authority. And you and I have been delegated by Jesus authority over sickness and disease. And what happens is when people hear, like I did, the word cancer, that strikes fear in you. And then you get focused on that report rather than this report. And Isaiah 53:1 is a great verse. It says, who has believed our report, and to whom has the arm of the Lord been revealed? And in what I had to do when I heard the word cancer, I actually saw, I had a vision of myself in the funeral home, and I was in a casket, and all of my friends and loved ones were being saved. The pastor was preaching a good message. And so I thought, well, that was a noble thing, you know. And then the Lord said, no, I'm the sacrifice that paid for their salvation and your healing too.
So good.
Yeah. And so what he taught me, he said, you have to realize the doctors are sharing with you what they know, but my report trumps their report. If you'll exalt the truth of God's word above the facts that say you have cancer, if you hold on to that and won't let go of that and keep speaking the word as we did with my son Michael, then eventually the truth will win out. And so people who are going through that, I know the fear that strikes your heart, but the bottom line is this, the truth of God's word that by his stripes you were healed is greater than the facts that, you know, faith isn't saying, I don't have cancer.
No.
Faith is saying, okay, God's word is greater than the cancer in my body, and this cancer is a thief, and it's a robber, and it's coming to try to stay in my body, and you're a trespasser. You've got to leave.
Exactly. And you may be watching right now and you say, I have cancer. Call us. We want to pray with you. And you may have loved ones or people that you know who have cancer. And I really believe this is a miracle report for you. So call in. And when you call in, folks, people need to feed on something, because we feed on so much negativity. Your healing door, because you find out God has a lot of ways to heal you in his word. And so he's going to talk to you. But you say, well, I have friends who have cancer. Well, then get four or five of these. This is good for you to meditate on, to pray for the sick, but it's also good for you to pass on. And I want to ask something. All of my good friends there in Miami, those 40 new partners, have you called in yet? I'm waiting for your call.
I like that. And Mom, you know, one of the things that I think is so important with healing, Greg, some people get healed and some people don't. What's the deal on that?
Yeah, you know, there are people watching. You've prayed for a loved one. You've prayed for an aunt or an uncle or maybe a mother, and they were, as much as you know, they were believing. And the real answer to that is, I don't know. The real answer to that is there are a myriad of reasons why when people are prayed for, they don't receive. It could be they don't have a knowledge of the word. It could be they haven't been fighting. It could be that they've embraced the truth of the doctor's report above this report. It could just be they got weary with the battle. I know some people that they've got close to death's door and they saw Jesus and they just chose to go on. Here's the bottom line. When you get to heaven, you're going to be doing a lot of this. Oh, you were right. You were good. You were fair. And the bottom line is this. Jesus wants to heal. It's his will to heal everyone, every time. And I'm not going to allow someone who's gone on home early to separate me from the love of God, or separate me from healing ministry, or convince me that it's not the will of God to be healed.
Yeah.
That's why they need the book.
Yeah.
Because this is so convincing. It's totally on scripture and gives you different ways that God uses. And I think sometimes people who are chronic, you know, like the man at the pool of Bethesda, He's sick 38 years. That's a long time. So you kind of think, well, I've had prayer. It didn't work. Folks, the word does work. Yes. I don't want you to give up because you're a chronic. I want you to call in, get prayer, and of course, get the book and start meditating and speaking what God says and watch your body line up.
You know, let me ask this too, because I think this is, we tend to qualify healing. Like, you know, okay, we say, well, a headache is kind of an easy one. Okay, and then I, you know, hurt my shoulder, so that's a little bit more difficult. And we grade them, right? Cancer, that's a premium healing, right? I mean, we do that. Yeah. Is that like biblical? Is there any truth to that?
Well, I think what happens, it's easier for us to pray for something that we see that typically, you know, remedies and gets better. Someone that has a back problem, someone that, you know, has something that maybe a skin disorder and you've seen it heal. But then when we hear a terminal disease, what happens is we enter into unbelief. And because in the natural, you haven't seen someone be healed of that, or you haven't heard of someone being healed of that, or it's, or according to the doctors, it's terminal. Well, you know, Jesus dealt with unbelief with the disciples when he came down from the Mount of Transfiguration. Remember the boy that had the epileptic fits, and his disciples could not cast the devil out of that boy and heal the boy. And they asked why. And it was a good question, because they had been doing that. In Luke 10, that was in Matthew 17. In Luke 10, it says they came back with a great report. They'd been casting out all these devils. What was the deal? Well, this in Mark chapter 9, it tells you this, when Jesus cast the devil out, this guy, he had an epileptic fit again. He manifested. And so that's what he tried to do. What the devil tries to do is intimidate us, because symptoms try to stay or maintain. And then we let go of the promise because of what we see. And we enter into unbelief. Jesus told them the answer, fasting and prayer. It's not fasting and prayer to get cast out the devil. Fasting and prayer to cast out unbelief. Mm. And we've got to meditate in this word,
right,
and separate ourselves from natural things sometimes, just to make sure we've got a hold of the word, and this word becomes more real than what we see. And then cancer is no problem. heart disease is no problem. Mm-hmm. I'm speaking to someone today who has breast cancer, and I just want to tell you, it's no problem. I'm speaking to those tumors. Those things are dying. That cancer is leaving your body in Jesus' name. It cannot stay. If you'll exalt the truth of God's word above the facts, your sick days are over.
Really good.
This is awesome. Awesome. Because we tend to look at the manifestation of sickness more than we look at what the promises say. So I think this is very important that you get the book, get into your Bible. That's key for you. And then start saying what God says.
Yes.
What does he say? Well, the doctor said, but what does he say? And he said, well, I don't know what he said. That's why you need to get this, your healing door. What is the door for you? God loves you. He sent Jesus to die for your sins. And he sent Jesus to die for your sicknesses, and he arose from the dead, and he's alive right now.
Are you or someone you love suffering with a chronic illness or terminal disease? Hope and encouragement await you within the pages of Your Healing Door. For your gift of $30 or more, we will send you the book, Your Healing Door, by Greg Moore. Greg understands the headache and suffering of sickness, and through this book, he shares the 12 keys he discovered that brought him healing from cancer and delivered his son from a severe, debilitating condition. We'll also send you Marilyn's booklet, God's Benefit, Healing. God has provided health and healing for the body of Christ, but it must be received by faith. Marilyn's unique presentation of God's Word concerning healing will raise your level of faith and your Christian walk. And to further your walk in faith and healing, we'll send you Marilyn and Sarah's teaching CD, Confessions of Health and Healing, and our Healing Scripture Card. Start your day confessing God's healing promises with Marilyn and Sarah. Scripture by scripture, speak God's word of healing and help over your life. Get this life-changing resource today.
Hey, we just came out with a brand new book that you totally want to get called The Road Home.
This book is about the prodigal son, and you want to get a copy because you know prodigals in your life, maybe you're a prodigal. You want this book. You need to get in contact with your Heavenly Father, and this book will teach you how to do that.
Buy it today because all of us need to know our chasing Father who loves us dearly.
I think we nailed that.
That was super good, Isabel. You did fantastic.
Let's just go home.
Marilyn and Sarah have been covering the earth with the word on television for over 50 years. But television isn't the only way their ministry can be viewed. Today, with Marilyn and Sarah can be seen on platforms such as YouTube, Roku, Fire TV, as well as podcasts on iTunes and Google. It's easier than ever to be encouraged with God's work at home, work, or on the go. You can replay any program at any time. Tune in and be blessed.
We're so glad to have with us Greg Moore today. And Greg, we have a lot of people who are watching that have physical needs, definitely healing in their body, as well as relatives. So would you take just a couple minutes and pray for our audience that need healing?
Absolutely. Well, Father, I just want to thank you for our this precious audience, for every individual that's watching. Lord, you have compassion on them. You love them so much. And Lord, because you love them, you've supernaturally directed them to watch this program today. And we agree with them right now and speak the healing power of Jesus into their bodies. We command sickness and disease to go, to get out of these bodies. You're a trespasser. You do not belong in the body of Christ. And we speak wholeness to you, health to you, spirit, soul, and body. We command tumors to leave. We command blood to flow. We command blood diseases to go. And Father, we, with compassion, release the love and life of Jesus to our precious, precious viewers today. And we just say, Jesus loves you, and we declare the healing power of God is yours in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.
Amen. So good. And you know, of course, we want everyone to grab the book, get a couple copies of this book. This would be really excellent for a Sunday school class.
Absolutely.
For a book study club. I mean, this is just super, super helpful. And everybody wants to walk in healing.
Amen.
And live in divine health and also let God heal through us. So thank you for writing the book, being obedient, and helping us to have real practical outworking of what that looks like. So thanks, Boatloads. Make sure you grab your book, get on the website, get on our phone, get on the phone right now. And remember, we'd love to pray for you. Any need in your life, financial need, emotional need, we love to pray for you today.